Hi, this is Marlena Lieber, welcoming you to Blind Spot. Blind Spot is a series of programs heard this time each week on ACB Radio, where we talk no-tech, low-tech kinds of things. If you've got an idea for something you'd like to hear on Blind Spot, why not drop me an email? My email address is Marlena, that's M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org. Hello, and welcome to Blind Spot. This is Marlena Lieberg speaking. If you listened to Blind Spot last week when I invited you into my living room, you heard that one of the cuts I played was Teach Me Tonight, sung by Diane Schur. And I told you last week that Diane wouldn't be teaching us anything that night, but that this week she would be our guest on Blind Spot. Diane Schur, welcome to Blind Spot.
Thank you, Marlena. It's great to be here, dear.
Now, Diane, I understand from looking at your bio information, which is located at dianeschur.com, that...
find that list of links, right?
That's right. That I found that list of links.
And you can call me Deedles.
Okay, thank you. I'd love to.
All right, girlfriend.
I understand that you graduated from the Washington State School for the Blind.
I did indeed.
In 1973.
Yes, I did.
Wow. But looking at your biography, your first record was released in 1971.
Yes, it was called Dear Mommy and Daddy. It was a country record done on the Decca label, produced by the late Jimmy Wakely.
How did you get started?
Well, I've been at it since age 2, and I started professionally at age 9. And my mom and dad, well, my mom yanked me out of the closet, literally. She wanted me to sing in front of other people, and I was somewhat reluctant. I was a bit shy. But anyway, I did anyway, and I started working at the Holiday Inn in Fife, Washington, which is a suburb of Tacoma, Washington. And anyway, from there I went to Steve's Gay 90s. That was another separate club in the Tacoma area, and just slowly made my professional way into the world. And that was, you know, I started when I was 9 years old doing these things, and I've been at it ever since. And a week from today, actually, which is the 3rd of December, just to let you listeners know, is my birthday, and so I'll be 47 years old. I'm in the prime of life.
You have performed for kings and presidents.
Yeah.
And with Kermit the Frog?
No, with Elmo.
Oh, with Elmo. Okay.
Yeah, Elmo and I worked on Sesame Street. We taped it a couple of years ago, and actually we taped it, oh my God, over 4 years
ago,
in 96.
I'd like to talk a little bit about being blind.
Yeah.
And were there any issues surrounding your blindness, either from the beginning, like, you know, if it was rehab supportive of you, or did you even use rehab, to today with all of your traveling?
Well, in the beginning, I went to the school and had a limited amount of rehab, didn't really use a cane until I actually got to public school. And then I did do rehab in junior high and high school, and then I started doing a lot of traveling, so I kind of got away from it until in my mid-20s, and I got a guide dog, which unfortunately didn't work out, but then I reverted back to using a cane, and actually that's what I do now to get around, especially at airports. The only time I'll use a wheelchair is if we have real tight connections to make.
Yeah.
To places. It's just a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But, so that's what I do. I usually have an assistant go along with me. My husband's been filling in for the past few years, and in between that, we've tried a few women, which didn't work out. So I decided I work better with men.
Especially husbands, right?
Well, husbands, yes, but, you know, he's got a life of his own, and he needs time to be able to pursue whatever he needs to pursue as well.
Sure,
so,
sure.
You know, because I don't want to constantly be a boss for him. I want to be his wife.
Yeah.
And so I've hired someone to kind of take over those, you know, those things as far as traveling on the road and everything. So it seems to be working out pretty good.
And you told me the other day that you spend about 200 days on the road?
Something like that.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
It's a long time.
Yeah, so I can see why having someone to help would be a real important thing. You know, those of us who travel, you know, maybe here and there, now and then, I think it's one thing, but when you're living on the road and you're constantly in new environments,
yeah,
that must be tough.
Well, you know what? I went to the state school starting from when I was 4 and a half, girlfriend. And so I had to learn to adapt very quickly, you know, like to the home environment versus a dormitory environment. So as far as traveling, it's not as tough as some people would think. You get oriented to a hotel suite or room, whichever it happens to be. And you look for the outlets to plug your computer in.
Yep. You get that computer first.
You know, make sure. Thank God I've got a computer that, you know, either will do the 110 or the 220 voltage. I also have a converter now that if I have other appliances that I can plug into the wall and that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you develop a system, don't you, when you're learning a new room? At least I do.
Yeah, you just, I don't really count steps.
No.
I just kind of wend my way, you know, to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'll probably go there first.
Me too.
And then get to know where the sink in is, of course, and the shower tub combination, or if there's a shower in one end of the bathroom and a tub at the other end. And whoever is with me usually gets out the shampoo, deodorant, clothing, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, just to help you get organized.
Right.
Yeah.
The packing of MicroHow, or, you know, that's one of my computers, I go ahead and do that myself.
Sure.
And, you know, any electrical equipment I go ahead and take care of.
Sure, sure. Now, what about when I'm looking at your bio information here and I see that you've performed at the White House, you've performed at Carnegie, you've performed at the White House a couple of times.
A couple of times, Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall. Yeah, and so when you go on stage at these big places.
Right.
How do you handle that? Does someone walk with you on stage, or
someone escorts me out on stage? If I'm playing the piano, they make sure that I'm seated at the bench and the microphone is center. And if I'm standing up, same principle applies. And that's about it.
When I've seen performers who are blind, I've sort of wondered, well, is someone there with them, or how does that work?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit easier because, you know, it's just easier to have assistance.
There is also a great deal of dignity in using assistance correctly.
There is.
You know, some people say, oh, if you can't do it yourself, then, you know, you got to have somebody take you. Well, you know, I think there's a time to do it yourself.
Yes.
And then there's a time when assistance is the more dignified route.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I really do.
I'd like to move on and talk a little bit about your new album, which I've just gotten just in this actually past couple of days.
Right.
Oh, I tell you, friends for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It is wonderful.
Thank you.
I want to encourage everyone out there to run out as soon as this is over and buy a copy of Friends for Sure.
I would really appreciate the business.
Oh, boy. I tell you what. She may appreciate the business, folks, but you are going to be the beneficiaries in the end. This is an album. It's funny. It's emotionally evocative in a couple of places. It's smooth. I could rave on about it.
It's a labor of love, let me tell you.
Well, tell us about how that came about, and why is it called Friends for Sure?
Well, the reason it's called Friends for Sure is me and my record producer, Phil Ramon, or Doc, as a lot of us, as I affectionately call him, got together one time and decided, hey, let's see what we can do about getting as many musical friends for Deedles as we can. And that's exactly what we did. We got Stephen Bishop, we got Stevie Wonder, we got Ray Charles, and even Stan Getz is included in that, even though he's no longer with us. He's digitally instituted into the first cut of the record.
Easy Living.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was one of my favorites, you know, and I figure, why not do it, you know?
So with that Stan Getz cut,
yeah.
You sang along with the digitally recorded track? Is that how that happened?
Well, actually what happened is we used our musician and we're able to integrate Stan Getz's solo into the mix.
Ah.
Talk about the wonders of technology.
Wow.
Friends.
Wow, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Oliver Stone has nothing on this thing, huh? You know, another song on your Friends for Sure, which just, it sounds like you have so much so much fun singing that with Stephen Bishop, is
Red Cab
to Manhattan.
Yeah, that was
fun. Oh my gosh. The thing I love about that is what I call the vocal calisthenics that you do in there.
Oh, it's fun.
That, it sounds like you guys had such a good time. Can you tell us about that song?
Well, I've been looking through hundreds of songs, and Phil Ramone had sent me 3 songs by Stephen Bishop. And I looked at them, and the first 2 were okay. But then I got to Red Cab to Manhattan, I thought, man, this is different. I mean, like really off the wall.
Yeah, you know?
But then Bill and I started talking about it, and I figured, well, this might be really a cool thing to include on the album. So most of the tracks were recorded live, just Stephen and I had done them. So,
you know, it sounds very spontaneous.
It is.
Yeah, it sounds like they finally did a fade out because they just couldn't make the cut any longer. I mean, you guys were just going on and on.
7 minutes long as it is.
The Red Cab to Manhattan. I'll be heading out my door. Got some friends who want to see me. Don't know what I'm living for. Gonna take a red cab to Manhattan.
Red cab,
red cab,
red cab,
red cab, red cab,
red cab,
red cab,
red cab,
red cab,
red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab,
red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab,
red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab,
red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab, red cab,
really enjoyed was the one with Ray Charles.
Oh, it had to be you.
It had to be you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it says on the album that that was for a fundraiser for the blind.
Yeah. Yeah, in Florida. In Miami, Florida, they had a fundraiser decided to have me be a part of the show. So.
Well, that's neat. If there are other people listening in the audience, and of course most of our audience is blind, not all, but most, and they have some hope of kind of pursuing some of the things that you've done as a musician, as a vocalist, what would you say to them?
Well, the first thing is, it's important to get good management. If you're going to be pursuing something, we all need help. And so what that means is is what I have on my team is a good personal manager, a good business manager, a good booking agency. There's some factors. A good PR team to help if you've got a record out there or what have you. And contractual things are really important, too. Make sure that you have, going into recording, make sure that you've got a good attorney that will represent you adequately and properly and all of that.
And can maybe continue to believe in yourself.
Continue to believe in yourself, yeah.
I talked about the album in some places being emotionally,
yeah.
I said evocative.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us why that's there and who that's for?
Well, why it's there is because I have a very special best friend who happens to be my husband, whose name is Les Crockett, or Rocket as he's known affectionately. Hey, dear! Dear, why don't you get on the phone and introduce yourself?
Yeah,
to these good people.
Get Rocket on here.
Dear!
One thing that I fell in love with Deedles after I was on the phone with her for 2 minutes is her spontaneity.
Come on, baby! There he is.
Good.
Rocket, say hello to Marlena.
Hi, Rocket. You're on Blind Spot.
Oh, hi there.
We were just asking Deedles about For the First Time, and she was starting to tell us why it was there and decided that you should be a part of that.
Oh, well, that's
very nice. I'm getting back at him because he proposed to me in front of 300 people.
I want to hear that story.
Well, Rocket, do you want to be the one to tell it since you're the one that proposed, dear?
Well, actually, what happened was Deedles. I don't know whether you're that way, but she's very persistent when she wants something. She's going to get it.
Oh no, not me. I'm very shy. No.
I don't see you as a passive person at all.
Anyway, what transpired was that we had been going together for quite a long period of time. In fact, we were traveling almost exclusively over a year before we were I proposed. And it was just before Valentine's Day, the year after I met her, about a year after I met her, and she was starting to drop very heavy hints and to the effect that, well, if we're going to get married, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. So anyway, we were in Washington, D.C. in a club, and she had made up her mind that that was the night that it was going to happen. And I made up my mind that it wasn't. Anyway, it turned into a kind of a little bit of a funny evening because her normal drummer at that particular time had a gig in New York, and of course we're in Washington, D.C., so he had to bow out for that last night of the gig. And they brought in a brand new drummer that had never worked with Deedles before, but was a big fan, and dumped him in there. And her music director said, well, just watch Deedle. She'll kind of give you an idea what she wants you to do. And she wasn't communicating with anybody. And she wasn't communicating with the audience either, because usually she's talking to the audience almost continuously throughout the performance. Well, anyway, I kind of felt sorry for the drummer, so I yelled at her, who loves you, baby? And, of course, she cracked up. And she went on with the show, and everything turned out fine. So, anyway, the thought was very deeply impressed upon my mind, anyway, that I was going to propose. But she kept dropping hints to the effect, well, you know, Easter is just around the corner.
And this was in 95.
And she wants me to talk to her father, you know, to ask for her hand. And I said, well, I have no problem with that. Well, you can do that at Easter. Well, just before Easter, she was appearing at Jazz Alley in Seattle. But in the meantime, I called her brother-in-law and said, you know, I noticed she's opening at Jazz Alley, and I would really like to propose to her there. What happened was, on opening night, I said, well, okay, I'll do it on the intermission between the two shows. And on opening night, she did her first set, and they already had given me a microphone. And I went over and started walking up onto the stage, and I said, it's time, babe. And she was looking for the club manager to make some kind of an announcement. And so she didn't recognize my voice right off. And she's kind of just standing there, kind of baffled look on her face. And, of course, everybody else is getting the feel of what's going on, although the public wasn't made aware in advance. But they started applauding and laughing, and she's just standing there by the piano thing. So I get over by the piano, and I said, will you marry me, babe? I got down on my knee and said, will you marry me, babe? And she stood there just staring out at the face.
And I was really shocked.
I guess.
And I said, you got 10 seconds.
Oh.
And she collapsed on the piano bench. She scared me because I thought she was going to fall on the floor.
Yeah, I almost fainted.
But then she did one of her expletives and
starting with an S like in Sam.
Anyway, the crowd just went crazy, and at first it was featured in all.
And I said yes, and you know that was that.
Yeah. So she had a sellout for that whole week in Seattle. That was the good side of everything.
What a wonderful story!
We found each other on a jazz cruise. Is how that happened. We were on the Holland America jazz cruise. You know, it was a cruise ship, and we were on our way to the Caribbean. And Rocket, we met on the 31st of October of 94, officially, even though he'd been following me around for 8 years before that. So he was the silent Rocket, the silent stalker. There.
Well, I was still married when I first knew the word.
Yes,
I'm widowed by a previous marriage.
Our anniversary is January 13th.
January.
We'll have been married for 5 years. Yeah, 5 years.
Have you talked about Bubbly yet?
Yeah, Bubbly is, for those of you who are cat fanciers out there, we have a wonderful cat named Bubby, B-U-B-I-E, which is a Yiddish expression. Anyway, we call her Bubby or Boobster or Bubbly. I mean, she's really a wonderful cat.
You're getting a beep.
I know, but we've got to stay online. So
yeah.
We've got to... Alfie will call me on Flipper anyway. Can't get me on this phone, he'll get me on.
Well, let me drop off in case he does.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
Please don't, dear.
All right, dear.
We need you, dear.
Yes, dear.
If it's all right with him.
It's fine with me. Gary's sitting here in the background monitoring the board levels and laughing.
Well, he's got to get into Flight Simulator when you guys come down at some point.
Oh, I know. I know. I told him you could run it.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, I can. With Jaws.
Well, she ran
it
the other day with a pilot. And he was amazed at her landing ability.
Yeah.
Even though we landed on water.
Well, what the hell?
That's funny. Oh. That's funny. You got to land somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Well, Deedles and Rocket, I want to thank you guys so much for being on Blind Spot.
You're welcome.
It's kind of like a fairy tale story come true.
For the first time in a long time, there is love in my life. For the first time in a long time, everything is all right. I don't know just how it all came to be. Can't believe that it could happen to me. But it's you I was always dreaming of. And for the first time in a long time, I'm in love. For the first time in a long time, I believe in myself. It makes it oh so easy to love somebody else. When we met, my heart was heavy with care, but with you, I'm feeling lighter than air. I could fly to the moon and stars above.
Blind Spot on ACB Radio. Thanks to our technical people, Chris Bell, for making the music happen, and Jonathan Mosen for making the program possible. If you have any ideas for something you might like to hear on Blind Spot, drop me an email. It's Marlena, M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, @acbradio.org.